You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Hebrews chapter 11. Are you wide awake tonight?
Yeah.
How's the rain? The rain been good, hasn't it? I'm praying that the rain will just come down. It's snow on the hills over there. It was supposed to snow in the valley last night. It did not. But we've gone from January 70, 75 degree weather all month long, not a drop of rain. And now it's cold. And we're praying for good weather for pastors and workers' conference. If it's raining and snowing and hailing, we're going to have the conference. If it's sunny and hot and warm, we're going to have it. It is going to be great. We're looking at words to live by. Let's bow for prayer. Father, I want to thank you for this great church. What a great crowd up in the balcony, the lower floor. That they come on a Wednesday night, most of them coming right from work. Most in this room have not had dinner. I thank you for them. I pray for their children in the program tonight with the parents. I thank you for the workers and the army of workers that are working with our kids. Perhaps this would be the night when our kids get home that they ask their parents about salvation, how to be born again. God bless our Bible study tonight as we look at these words that I'm asking our church to live by. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the first word we looked at was kindness. I want to be a kind people. So do you. Amen.
Amen.
Secondly, I want to be a forgiving people. I wonder who it is in life you have to forgive. Until you forgive that person, you can never advance your Christian life. You're going to be at a standstill. I wonder who you have to forgive. Most of us have to forgive ourselves for something we've done in life. But there needs to be forgiveness. And then we looked at correction. Who can correct you without World War III? Can there anybody correct you? Can an aged person, Titus chapter 2, correct you in your walk with God or your marriage and your home? And then tonight we looked at the word contentment. God's word says, be content with such things. I have enough. I've got enough. I heard a tremendous testimony from one of my deacons last night. He's lived 25 years and in an apartment, little 900 square foot apartment, raised three girls, all three in the ministry today, all three married, all three have children. And there they are in that little apartment. And they're as happy as could be. They're godly members of this church. That testimony just thrilled my heart. Be content with such things as you have. And then last week was the Lord's table. We covered the word love. And how we ought to love everything that God loves. Hate everything that God hates. God hates some things. These six things that the Lord hates, yea, seven are an abomination. A proud look, a lying tongue. God hates lying. And so now tonight we look at this word. And this is the word I want you to capture tonight. Because I'm going to ask you as a church family to go with me on this journey in 2026. Keep on keeping on. I want to ask you to go with me on this journey of this word tonight. This is important for our church. We must embrace this word if we're going to see the continued blessings of God. You know, I'll give you the word in a moment, but do you realize that, and this happens every year, our school right now is $250,000 in the rear. Happens every year. Our college is $350,000, and it's happened for 30 years straight. Last year, a man, I don't even know the man, I don't even know his corporation, I don't know what state, he's from a nearby state, and I've tried to stay in touch with him, I don't stay in touch, but he just said, was it $350,000? He said, this is to keep that college going. Amen. That's what we needed. God just did that. We have had more scores of financial blessings in this ministry in the last 4 or 5 years than we've ever had in our lives. God just keeps pouring it on us. And I tell you every time. But you know, we're $250,000 behind in the school. We're $350,000 behind in the college. Hold on. This one's going to give you a real heart attack. Our property over there at Clyde Avenue, Tabitha and I are praying that God would burn it down tonight. We got a good insurance on it. It would be great to burn it down and start all over. But we've got a roof over there that's Swiss cheese. We have 40 some air conditioners on there. This summer, every air conditioner has to be craned down. They have to be laid down, and then all the plywood, all of it, 100, you walk and you'll walk through the plywood. All the plywood has to come off. And then we have to put new plywood on. By the way, I was praying, Lord, help us to be 100,000. I'm not even near in the ballpark of 100,000. Right now we've got garbage cans everywhere collecting the water when the water comes in. We've got big garbage cans collecting the water. It's like a river in a couple spots. It pours down in there. 662,000 to put that roof on. How in the world are we going to do that? I'll tell you what, you mark it down. By August 31st, we'll still have the school, we'll have the college, and that roof will be paid for. And the $290,000 on the parsonage will be paid for. I have no idea. I have no idea under God's heaven how God's going to do this. But I do know that there is a word that we see tonight that I'm trying to live my life. I know my wife's trying to live her life with this word. I'm going to embrace this word tonight. I'm going to live my life this way. Because without this word, it is impossible to please God. Sunday night I preached, and we were in that text, 2 Chronicles 16:9. The eyes of the Lord are running to and fro throughout the whole world to show himself strong on behalf of them that fear him. God says, I'm looking. I'm saying, Lord, I am trying my best to live holy and live godly and live righteous because I want you to bless me so that I can bless my people. Amen. God wants to do that. How's it going to be done? One word tonight. This is the key word. I want us to catch it. It's faith. Amen. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. It's not possible to please God in your marriage without faith. It's not possible in your child rearing to please God with that. It's not possible to run the bus route or teach the class or preach or sing or be part. It's not possible without faith. Faith. Look what the Bible says in Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 6. Let's read it together. Hebrews 11, verse 1 through 6. Ready, begin. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Jesus said, I do always those things that please my Father. And the Bible says it's not possible to please him without faith. Look at verse 7. By faith, Noah. Verse 8. By faith, Abraham. Verse 9. By faith. Verse 11. Through faith. Look what it says in verse number 17. By faith, Abraham. Verse 20. By faith, Isaac. By faith, verse 22, Joseph. By faith, verse 23, Moses. By faith, Moses. But through faith, verse 28, by faith, the walls came, Jericho came down. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not. And what else should I say the more? Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all the prophets who through faith subdued kingdom. I want to say tonight that God rewards faith. Amen. I want to be on this last leg of my journey, the greatest faith warrior that you have ever seen. You deserve that. You deserve a pastor that just believes that God can. That building over there, I know we cannot buy it. But I'll tell you what, we've got people putting their hands on it almost every day praying for it. That building is going to be in our arsenal. We'll have from Eldo all the way over to the park, and we're going to remodel it like we did the front. It's going to be beautiful when we get it all done. We're going to get it. You watch. By faith, God wants to reward his people. I want you to go with me. I want you to see briefly two things about faith now, other things, but by introduction, I want you to see in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, please. 1 Corinthians 15. There's a twofold faith in the Bible. One is the faith that we have in Jesus Christ. What faith are you? Someone said, well, I'm a Catholic. What faith are you? Well, I'm a Mormon. What faith are you? Well, I'm a Christian. Well, that's one faith. And that's in 1 Corinthians 15. And 1 Corinthians 15, verse 17. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. You're yet in your sins. We're saved. The faith that we have is because of Jesus Christ. Go to chapter 16 and verse 13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, in the faith. I'm in the faith. Are you in the faith? I'm thankful we are. 2 Corinthians 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Go quickly, please. Verse number 5. Examine yourselves. Wow, this is a good verse. Examine yourself whether ye be in the faith. I'm in the faith. I got in this fall, it'd be 70 years ago. 70 years I got into faith of Christianity. That's my faith. I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven. But then there's a second faith. And that second faith is our walk. One is our faith in Jesus Christ. The second is our walk. And that's the walk I'm talking about tonight. Four times in the Bible, once in the book of Habakkuk, and then three times in the New Testament, it says the just shall live by faith. God wants every business owner here to live by faith. Amen. God wants every businessman to live by faith. God wants every entrepreneur to live by faith. God wants every worker to live by faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. You've heard this story so many times, but it had to be 45 years ago. I know the boy's name. I believe it was Johnny Cooper, if I'm not mistaken. But I was teaching about faith in elementary chapel. And boy, Brother Oxenide, I was waxing eloquent, but it was going way over their head. I had no idea how to bring it down. And I tried again, tried again. I tried every which possible way possible. And I thought, you know, maybe I'll ask them. This ought to be good. And I said, hey! I think Johnny was in kindergarten, if I'm not mistaken. Who can tell me what is faith? And he raised his hand. He said, it's believing God. And I'll never forget taking my pen out. I said, hold it right there. That's what faith is. It's just believing God. Amen. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Amen. I believe if God can stop a son, God could save your relatives.
Amen.
I believe God could restore, and I know he may not choose to, but I know if it's his will and in the will of God, God could rid your body of that cancer. And yeah. many of you carrying it tonight in this room. God could just do that. God can do anything. We used to sing, God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. God cannot fail. He cannot fail. He is God. And tonight I want you to see this subject of faith, and it's believing God that, number one, he is working all things together for good. My sweet wife has had these four surgeries in 20-some months, two major surgeries this year, cancer surgery and another broken femur. God allowed that for her good. God allowed that for my good. It's all going to work together for good. I have to believe that. I have to believe when the doctor says to me one day, Jack, you have you need open heart surgery. Jack, you have cancer. Jack, you're a candidate for a stroke, and that all happens. I have to believe that God, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. God orders that. My days are determined by Him. God knows my days, and He's let me live these many years. I'm so very grateful for His goodness and grace to me. But I'm telling you, friend, God has never made a mistake. Amen. I don't know how Pastor Brent Stroh and his wife Rachel had a little casket of their five-year-old boy right down here. I don't know how that was good. Doesn't say we see it, that all things work together. It says we know. I can trust God.
Amen.
No bad thing's gonna happen in your life because God's sending you. No. We have a loving God. I want to say, first of all, tonight that God is working all things to good for our good. Secondly, He has a definite will. God has a definite will for our lives. And thirdly, His will is perfect. So turn with me to Mark chapter 9, and I've got about 12 minutes left. Mark chapter 9 tonight. And I want you to see three things about this faith. Mark chapter 9. In Mark chapter 9, the disciples were impotent. They had no ability to help this man who had such great need. He said, Master, I have, verse 17, I have brought unto thee my son, which has a dumb spirit. Wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him and foameth the gnasher away. He was demon possessed. And oft time, verse 22, he cast him into the fire, into the waters. And if you can do anything, help us, have compassion on us. Jesus said, if thou believe, all things are possible. Straightway the father of the child cried out, said, Lord, help my unbelief. Then the Bible says in verse 27, Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him up, and arose. And when he was coming to the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast him out? Read verse 29. Will you please read it? Ready, begin. And he said unto them, I believe in the miraculous kind of faith. Amen. I just believe it. Your faith provokes me. I honestly believe that Golden State Baptist College is of God.
Amen.
I believe that. And I believe that God raised it up. And I know it's not a lot of graduates. We've got 1,100 graduates out serving in pastors and mission fields and serving in churches and serving God. 1,100 have come from this place. I believe God wants the doors to stay open. I just believe He does. I believe He's got more boys and girls that we can train for the gospel ministry of Jesus Christ. Brother Fanera, I'm convinced that God wants our kids not in government schools learning where the gay flag is flying right over here at that school. For 3 months it's flying. They're having 1 month for homosexuality and lesbianism, 1 month for transgender, and one for LGBTQ, whatever it all is. That is absolutely blaspheming against a holy God.
Amen.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and God created male and female. End of discussion.
Yep.
Hillary Clinton had the big one this week. Prime Minister of Czechoslovakia, they were in a circle, and he was sitting next to her, and he says, well, I believe there are two genders only, male and female. And she says, oh, she had the big one, but she's wrong. God created male and female.
Amen.
I believe God wants our Christian school open for those kids to have a place where they can be rescued from that garbage.
Yeah.
I believe that everyone should have their kids in that school. I just believe it with all my heart. We're only open to our own church members, I know. I pray, I saw those kids, I've been praying, oh God, give me a bus school. Those kids would love to come to a Christian school. Hey, look, they see me on Sunday morning. They come in here and they sit so well. They've learned how to sit in church and put their phones away and sing their songs. I saw hymn books all opened up there on Sunday night. Do you see them? All those hymn books opened up.
Praise God.
Teenagers singing. Amen. Wouldn't it be great if we could provide a Christian public school for them?
Amen.
Another school. Well, we don't have a building. Oh, but God has one. I believe God honors faith. And I want to say tonight, this was a miraculous kind of faith. God said, this kind can't come forth just by your little ditty. This comes by prayer and fasting. This comes by trusting me. This comes by believing in me. Believing God is faith. The second type of faith I see, Mark chapter 2. Go back, if you will, Mark 2. Verses 1 through 5. And again, he entered into Capernaum. And after some days, it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as they're about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come to him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and had broken it up, and they led him down to the bed where the sick and the palsy lay. And when Jesus saw, what's the next word? Their faith. He said, the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven. Jesus saw their faith. I need to have faith for others. We have four grandchildren that are members of this church. I want to have such great faith for them. They've got to see when I'm laying in that casket one day, my papa had great faith in God. He just believed God could do anything. I want these kids that sang tonight to grow up to be mothers and dads. And one day when they're at my funeral, if the Lord tarries, I want them to say, I had a pastor that had faith in God. He just believed God, and God constantly came through. I don't know how. Good night, great day in the morning. How are we going to ever raise $662,000? We don't have any rich people here. We just got folks day to day. But you know, God can use so many different sources. I don't know. Maybe. Sometimes at night I get up, wake at night, and I get up and I thank their Lord. This is probably an evil way to think, but I'd like to win Bill Gates to Christ. Amen. And wouldn't it be great that he'd say, Pastor, I want to give you $500 billion. Amen. And I wouldn't want to have it attached with any strings. I'd love to get it out. I don't know how I could do it. Get it out to churches all over with not knowing where the source was. So they wouldn't have to feel obligated to us when they get on the internet and trash us. But nonetheless, I'd love to just get it out. Get it out there. Get it going. Wouldn't it be great to send Rick Martin several million dollars this week? Amen. I don't know if God's going to do that, but God could.
Amen.
God can, the same God that hardens the clay can melt the butter. He uses the same son. Child of God, I want to have faith for others. I want these men of God to be men of God, that they grow up and say, I don't know how, but I saw my pastor believe God, and he believed God for that 6 1/4 acres at Clyde Avenue, at De La Cruz, and he believed God for Clyde Avenue, and he believed God for these buildings, and he believed God for these ministries, and he believed God for KNBBC and the live stream. And if God can do it for that guy, God can do more for me.
Amen.
I want to have faith. That's miraculous kind. I want to have faith for others, and I'll close. Turn with me to Mark chapter 4. You're in the book of Mark tonight. I see a negative faith. I don't want this faith. Chapter 4, verse 35. The same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over the other side. God had already promised. Jesus had promised we're going to the other side. When they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were with him the other little ships, and there arose great storm of wind. The waves beat upon the ship, so it was now full. As he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, they wake him and said, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" And he arose and rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, "Peace, be still." The wind ceased. There was a great calm. And he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" I don't want to be a person with no faith. I want to have faith. Faith to believe that God can do anything. Casey, I've relived Sunday so many times this week. Saved in our church, and young lady and lost that leg recently, and she said, "I'm ready. I can get in the baptistry." That was one of the thrills of my life. By the way, baptizing your children is a thrill of my life too. And baptizing adults and baptizing all those teen bus kids Sunday night. Those kids got so excited about those teenagers getting baptized, identifying with Christ. I want to be a man of great, great faith. Robert and Mary Moffat were great missionaries in yesteryear. They've been gone for so long. Robert Moffat went to the field, and he worked for 6 months and no decisions, none. And for a year, no decisions. And they worked for 3 years and no decision, and five. Robert Moffat was from England at that time. They were sending missionaries out, and the mission board said, "You've been there 5 years now, and we don't see any fruit." And he wrote back and said, no one's coming, but they will come. And 7 years and no fruit, and 8 years and 9 years and 10 years. The mission board in England got together and they said, "We need to write him a letter and tell him he's going to have to come home because we're wasting our money with Robert Moffat." If you've read any missionary books, you've read about Robert Moffat. Great hero of the faith. A lady wrote Brother Moffat's wife and said, "What can we do for you? What could I do to send you something in the mail to encourage you?" And she said these words. You talk about a woman of faith. She said, "Send a communion set. We're going to soon need it." After that email, or that letter went back out, that lady, the blessings of God came on Robert Moffat's ministry. And soon seven were saved. And then 50 were saved, and 100, and just scores of people saved. And he just believed God. Amen. I don't know if I could have the faith to believe after 10 years that God was going to use me, but he did. He believed that God was still on the throne. And I want you to know today that if we're going to make it in life, we're going to have to be a church of faith. We have no other option. You know the story of Hudson Taylor, and perhaps have heard this story before. He was sailing on a ship from England and going to his mission field. And as he was sailing on that ship, all of a sudden it became very still, and they started drifting toward an island, and the cannibals lived in that island. And he said you could see them in the distance. It was like they were sharpening their knives ready for a meal to feast on our bodies as they were to eat us alive. The shipmaster became very alarmed, and he said, we're drifting. We've got to get out of here. There's no wind. And he said, "Hudson Taylor, will you pray?" And he said, I'll pray on this condition. You set the sails." He said, "Mr. Hudson, I cannot set the sails. If I set those sails with no wind, they will laugh at me, they'll scoff at me, they will ridicule me. Those are rough men and men up there that are governing the ship. I cannot hoist the sails." He said, "Then I cannot pray." He said, "Mr. Hudson, I'll hoist the sails." And the true story said that Hudson Taylor went down in his little cabin, began to pray, and pray that God would send wind and blow them back out to sea and take them safely. About an hour later, an hour and a half later, there was a knock on Hudson Taylor's door. It was the shipmaster. Hudson did not know what was going on. He was just praying that God would send a wind. And he said, "Mr. Hudson, your God answered your prayer." He said, "Not only did we have the wind, now we've got too much wind. Ask him to stop it, please." I love that. Hudson Taylor believed God. I want you to pray for me like you've never prayed for your pastor before.
Amen.
I want you to pray that I would just be a man that totally believes God. Amen. That God could do anything.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.